You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Absolutely. All right, we're back with Bruce Turkell, and I just asked Bruce a question, and I'm going to ask it again right now. Bruce, I had a gentleman come up to me the other day and ask me how he finds out what his brand is. I said, you ask your friends. So do I get a, how do I score on that one, Bruce? A, B, C, or did I miss completely?
No, you nailed it. You ask around. You ask the people who do business with you, who deal with you. What do you see? What do you feel? When you see me, hear me, when you hear my marketing, what do you feel? And as they tell you, I always believe it's hidden in plain sight. The answer will show up. It will appear.
It really does. And it's something that I think also involves a lot of searching, because if you're going to truly project your authentic self, then what you have to do is you have to understand who it is. And sometimes that takes a little bit of self inspection. You know, for years I was trying to figure out all of that, and you were working to help me, but you didn't tell me what it was. You helped me, made me kind of discover it. And I really appreciated that. Then we sat down one time and I said, oh, my brand, it's my name. He said, no, that's Jim Freed. I said, Freed on Business. That's a radio show. He held up my business card. No, that's your business card. And then you told me what my brand is. We don't have to kind of go into it today, but it was just an amazing self-experience. It was great.
You remember at the end of The Wizard of Oz when the good witch Glinda says to Dorothy, you had it in you all along. And the Scarecrow, who now has a brain, so now all of a sudden he's smart, says, well, if she had it in her all along, why didn't you tell her at the beginning of her journey? And the good witch says, you had to discover it for yourself.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
That movie is full of lots of great
marketing
tips.
It's really great. It's really great. And, you know, Bruce, it's just, I really appreciate you coming in and helping us find out about what we need to do. And there's one thing that I always like to touch on, and it's one of your seven rules of marketing. I want you to repeat your seven rules, because this all kind of drives from that.
Well, it does. It was the two books ago that I wrote called Building Brand Value, and there's the 7 points. The first one is all about them. I think we
kind of know that.
Yeah, we kind of beat that one to death in the last 15 minutes. The second one is hearts, then minds, the idea that you have to make an emotional connection with your consumer before you make an intellectual connection. All the things you want to tell them, specifications, prices, mileage, all those attributes are important, but they're what we call RTBs, reasons to believe. First, I need an emotional connection so that I'm interested in all the things you're going to tell me. Point three is make it simple. Stop telling me about everything you do, every time you did it, everywhere you did it, and focus your message on all about them, right? So make it simple, something you can say quickly and I can digest. Point four is make it quick. Point five is make it yours. What are you going to own? What are you going to stand for? How are you going to manifest that ownership in everything you do? Your energy, your enthusiasm comes through in your voice. It comes through in your logo of your name on fire. It comes through in the exciting things you talk about. You make it yours. So people understand that the things you're saying, the things you're doing, the things you're producing, the things you're posting online are all congruent and continuous within this universe that you're building. Point six is all five senses, the idea being that we make decisions based on all five of our senses, what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch. So make sure that you have sensual cues in your marketing that tie into who you are. And point seven, as you said earlier, repeat, repeat, repeat. Once you figure it out, what you want to say, you say it over and over and over and over and over and over again, because your customer needs that repetition in order to absorb and internalize your message. Now, ironically, repeat, repeat, repeat does not allow you to be repetitive. You have to come up with new, different ways of saying it. If you ran the same show week after week after week, people would get it, but they'd stop listening. So you have to come up with new ways of saying the same old thing so that people continue to pay attention.
So that's fabulous. Thank you, Wanda. You gave the high five. It got me off of my mark there. So I forgot what I was seeing. What happens is he hypnotizes me with this stuff. So Bruce, here we go. You're at 36,000 feet. You're flying in from California. It's midnight. You're on the red eye. Well, I don't know what time it is, but you're on the red eye. It's dark. Everybody's sleeping. And you're thinking about your next big idea. What's coming up, Bruce? You like that? See, I got him. I got him back.
Well, the next big idea, the thing that I'm working on is, again, is showing people how to do these things, how to make these things work. And so I've been spending my time, 36,000 feet is funny because I've been spending my time traveling around the world and around the country actually saying to people, look, here's stuff you need to use. You're really good at what you do. My job is not to change what you do. My job is to change the way you communicate it, and more importantly, change the way your customers and clients perceive who you are and what you do. So I'm spending my time showing people how to do that.
You know, Bruce, as I continue to discover and go through, God, these are like therapy sessions when you're on the phone on here. When I continue to discover and move through everything, I had a life-altering experience with Wanda on Memorial Day. Wanda knows what it was. We did the morning show on Memorial Day. We had the best time. And what Wanda and I discovered is that there's more than just the Freedom Business one-hour format, that there's a whole big world out there that we can go after and kind of build on together. And so Wanda and I continue to build on our momentum here. And Wanda has some really great bumps and stuff. You got to play one of those bumps for Bruce. You got to play one of those.
Okay. On the way out.
Okay, on the way out. You're going to love it, Bruce. You're going to love what Wanda does for us.
Okay. Now, I always do.
I know you do. Now, Wanda, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What do you got for Bruce? You always got something special. You want to know about Bruce. You want to ask Bruce. Tell me today, Wanda Miles, how can Bruce give you some insight?
Well, I guess the easy question is, what's my brand? I don't know what my brand is.
Well, you got to figure that out yourself.
I mean, I'm just a radio gal.
No, you're not.
I'm like, it's got to be more than that. I've been doing it for so long. Surely there's more.
There is more.
I'm Polo's mom.
No.
More?
There's more than that. You're the Bruce? Person that makes me go here on the radio. That's for starters. Without you, the show just doesn't amp up all the way.
Am I the coal?
I don't want to say that. I would say you're more like solar power.
Oh, yeah.
Unstoppable. Unstoppable.
I like solar power, man.
Unstoppable.
I'm
red hot.
Organic.
You are organic. You're terrific. And we want to thank you for being on the show and helping us run the show all the time, Wanda. You're just a... the extra, you're like the X factor.
You make Thursdays worth having.
No, it's really cute that you should say that because I have people that call me and say they listen to this show just because when they hear my voice, they know it's Thursday and the week is almost over.
That too.
Yeah. So listen, Bruce, we've only got a couple of minutes left. We've talked about your seven attributes. We've talked about the fact that it's all about them. But the thing that keeps resonating with me is the term authentic self. Authentic self, which, you know, it's not easy to do because it means taking a risk sometimes.
Well, it means putting yourself on display. It means being vulnerable. It means opening your, you said on your date, you said, here I am. This is who I am. It means you got on this show, you loosened the tie, you started yelling, you started playing music. People said to you all along in your life, Jim, quiet down. And you used to quiet down and now you're saying, no. This energy is useful. Wanda said, who am I? For years, I woke up in the morning, put on the radio, and whose voice did I hear? Every morning, I heard Wanda's voice. She was there with me. I didn't know her. We didn't meet till years later. In fact, when you worked with my brother. But
his voice keeps going down because he keeps turning around and looking at Wanda. It's okay. I just wanted to describe what was going on.
Grab the mic when you move.
I'm not a radio guy. Forget about that.
That's all good.
But the point is that I had this perception of who Wanda was, why she mattered. She was up early. She always had the radio ready. She had the shows ready. She had the news. I trusted her voice on weather. I trusted her voice on traffic. I knew she'd be there. So is your brand reliability? Is it trust? Is it preparing me for my day? And look metaphorically at the pattern. What does she do for you? She provides trust. She makes sure the board works, the sounds work, the information works. A guy called you the earlier part of your show, a guy from England. You were on. Who made sure that call went through? Who made sure he was on the line? Who made sure that the audio was right? I can tell you, you didn't.
No, it was Wanda.
Because you were bouncing off the walls like a Super Bowl in a closet. But Wanda was in there getting it done, steady as she goes, thorough.
Well, thanks.
And that turns into something that is incredibly marketable. How many people want that in their lives? Someone they can turn to. Now, you're not in everybody's life, but in the radio business, in audio, in broadcasting.
Dependable.
Podcasting. How many people would say, wow, if I had a producer that I could always count on.
That could make me sound great and get my idea across. Who is that in town? There's a brand. It's called Wanda Miles.
If I wouldn't have everybody who's listening out there hang up, I would sing The Wind Beneath My Wings to you.
Oh.
Did you ever know that you're my... You know that song.
Could you play it on your harmonica?
Yeah, I could, but it would take me too long to get it out.
I've got to get him to play the harmonica.
You are the wind beneath my wings,
Wanda.
Listen,
what I want to do is I want him to listen to... After we're done, I'm going to play you Fingertips by...
Stevie Wonder.
Yes! Okay, sorry. You heard it, huh?
Yeah, once or twice.
I love that. That's like my favorite thing of all time. So, Wanda, I guess we got to kind of cut out now. We're kind of up.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for listening. Bruce, you got to come back again.